It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, what a week for Mayor Emanuel. The police task force study came out, essentially calling the past of the Chicago Police Department riddled with racism.
Yep.
It's broken.
Yep.
That there's a lot that has to be done, including blowing up and changing the way that policing is done here in Chicago. Mike Fouché joins me from AlderTrack.com. I got to say, I mean, there was a lot of talk about, you know, talking the talk and walking the walk.
Right.
You know, like Mayor Emanuel, after the Laquan McDonald video, he was talking the talk. He had put this task force together.
Right.
And there were a lot of people who were skeptical that anything was going to get done.
So the task force was really an excellent, very, very strong group of people led by Lori Lightfoot, who is a very well-respected attorney and has some background with criminal justice. From what I understand, actually, what I was told is that Lightfoot wrote most of the report, which is 180-something pages. She definitely wrote the executive summary, which is about 20 pages. And there were 39 people that were on the Police Accountability Task Force, and really about seven of them were the ones who really contributed the most, which included Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts.
There was a lot of concern that there weren't enough Chicago people on that board, that it was just wonks at the top when it was put together.
Yeah, well, you know, they held four community outreach meetings. The last one actually was disastrous,
right,
and completely fell apart, and people stormed the stage and the police had to come and push people away. And they also held three meetings with high school kids in order to talk about what are the youth concerns. So what they came out with was really, really pretty strong. And I just want to start with the first sentence.
I like we've arrived. There's
yeah.
a lot of arrived. The word
That's
arrived.
Right.
We've arrived.
Right.
Was used a lot in this
the
executive
very
summary.
The first sentence is a painful but necessary reckoning is upon us.
Wow.
That is what these times demand. Now,
that sounds like blockbuster movie.
I mean, well,
style.
This is like Moby Dick kind
right.
of writing. You know, I mean,
in
it's pretty intense.
Yeah, right.
Right. And I think that as you read the report, there are no punches pulled. And I would argue that it is probably the strongest worded city-sponsored report I've ever seen.
It's amazing that there would be that much colorful language at the top of any city-sponsored
right.
report. Usually it's like, welcome to this report.
Right. And so they get to, after a couple of pages of intro, they get to these findings. And the findings, these are pretty stark. The first is, we arrived at this point because of racism. We arrived at this point because of a mentality in the Chicago Police Department that the ends justify the means. We arrived at this point because of a failure to make accountability a core value and imperative within CPD. We arrived at this point because of a significant investment in human capital. That's strong stuff. And what they go on to do is use data and information about why that's the case, why there are more African-Americans and Latinos. Well, not why, but showing that there are more African-Americans and Latinos being arrested, being shot, that there are huge number of cases filed against police that are going nowhere, that there are thousands of complaints that end up not being addressed or there being no disciplinary action whatsoever. And then they dive in to figure out, well, why is this sort of thing happening? And they actually made 25 specific recommendations
to
why there should be changes.
Now, let me ask you this, because Mayor Emanuel, obviously this is a positive in the sense that a task force was not sort of toothless that put something out and everyone went, oh, right.
Right.
Here we go. Like, but does he want that? I mean, does he like the idea that the task force came back saying, you know what, 25 recommendations, how to change this thing that needs to be blown up?
Yeah.
He's got to be a little bit feeling the pressure of that.
You know, it's tough to say. So the originally, according to my sources, originally the report was supposed to come out today. And then it was pushed. The Chicago Tribune got a leaked copy and published the copy of an early draft of the executive summary on Tuesday. So they scrambled in order to release the full report yesterday. The mayor had his regular post-city council press briefing at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, which I went to, and there were a number of questions. What do you think about this report? And the mayor said, I haven't seen it. And he hadn't seen it yet. As of 1 o'clock, he says he hadn't seen it and he hadn't been briefed. And so then an hour later, after the mayor's presser, the Police Accountability Task Force released theirs. And Lori Lightfoot said, I am presenting this to the mayor at 4:15. So nobody could say, what did the mayor think?
Yeah, right.
What is this all about? You know, what's going to happen next? And there has been no statement. Now, I mean, some of these things, you know, are rough. I mean, the task force says the collective bargaining agreement with the police
right.
union needs to be scrapped because there are things that are out of step that aren't national
and
standards.
I want to get to those recommendations. We'll do that after the break. I think this is we can continue with
yeah.
this. But that's the only hesitation I have is it too pie in the sky? Meaning, you know, saying you're going to scrap a collective bargaining agreement, we see how that's working in Springfield.
Yeah.
You can't just say that and it gets done. I mean, the mayor doesn't have that kind of power and authority, even if he wanted to. So is this task force based in reality?
You know, I think one of the things that's interesting about what's happened with Mayor Emanuel is that he hasn't had very many big moonshots, things that he has attempt to say, I'm going to completely change the face of our city. And the Laquan McDonald scandal, or whatever you want to call it, all the things that surrounded that, has brought his administration to a grinding halt in a lot of ways. There's very few big things that he's introduced.
Yeah.
And so he's going to have to, if he has to address this. Now, whether or not he chooses to grab the bull by the horns and go with it, you know, is a big question. There's a fight. Either he's going to have a fight with the forces that be within the police department, or I think that he's going to have no chance whatsoever of getting reelected.
Mike Fouché from All the Tracks, my guest tonight. He's here pretty much every week, Wednesday or Thursday,
hey.
You know, with Thursday tonight because the Blackhawks were last night. All right, let's take a break. Come back. I want to talk about what some of those recommendations are.
Yeah.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right. Yeah, nice little bike coming through here on Michigan Avenue.
Wow, that is, it's like a recumbent.
It's a recumbent. It looked,
wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or it was a wheelchair. I don't know what it was. Motorized.
Still
cool.
Can't be on the sidewalk. But the Mike Fouché from AlderTrack here in studio. We're talking about the Police Accountability Task Force or Task Board, I guess.
Task Force.
The Task Force study that came out this week that was very, very powerful. Used a lot of powerful language.
Yeah.
And it did recommend some changes in the police department.
It did. So first off, anybody can check this out at chicagopatf.org. That's the Chicago Police Accountability Task Force. You can read to your heart's content, 180 pages. It's actually pretty well written. So, you know, they go down there. It's broken up into three things or four things: community police relations, legal oversight and accountability, early intervention and personnel concerns, de-escalation, and video release. That's five. So, you know, the video release obviously is they think that videos of things from body cams and dash cams need to be released faster.
Well, that's interesting. That's
and
a
that
change
there needs
from,
to be a written policy about it.
Right.
There are a lot of other things, too. Like, for instance, they want to create a community safety oversight board, which is staffed by civilians. They want to create a police inspector general that has the power to inspect the police department, which currently the inspector
right.
general does not. They want to create a whole series of community summits, citywide summits on policing. They want to create an inspector general for, they want to create a diversity deputy chief who is going to be in charge of increasing diversity at the police department. They recommend building a new police academy. The current police academy is too small.
Oh.
They want to have more spending on training. One of the big arguments is that police officers today, after they finish the police academy, are not required to do any mandatory training. And most of the training at all are videos that they watch during roll call and when
right.
they start their shift.
Right.
There's a whole series of things. One very interesting thing is they want to create an anonymous hotline that police officers can call so that they could report things that they've seen before. They want to create a whole new accountability system where you're tracking when people are disciplined or should receive
these discipline. These all sound like great ideas. I mean, you know, as much as my last question about how do you pie in the sky make this kind of thing happen, these changes, obviously, just on first glance, seem like they can be done pretty easy. Just going to cost money. It's just going to cost money.
It's going to cost money, but more importantly, it's going to require a big change in culture. You know, the idea that you're going to have to go and make changes to how you do discipline and then tracking whether or not the discipline has been carried out, that's a big change in the police department. A lot of that stuff, it's just sort of up to the reporting officer, and then that's it.
Let me ask you about the council, about the FOP. Mayor hasn't made any statement, but what are you hearing about this task force study? I mean, has it all been positive, or is there like, no?
I think, well, first off, it's too soon. Council members really haven't been ready to talk about it yet. But
they need at least 3 months.
Well, you know, it's hard to read. And so I think one of the things they need to do is really kind of figure out, well, how far are they going to go on this? I mean, there is a lot of politics here. You asked the important question, which is, what does the FOP think? The FOP has been relatively quiet, if only to say that they're concerned that there's some language in there that's not correct. But that's it. I think, you know, one of the things it talks about here is that the current collective bargaining agreement that exists is not up to national standards, and that the current bargaining agreement shields police officers from having to go through certain disciplinary measures, and then after 5 years, all of their complaints are thrown away. That's not done anywhere else. Yeah. In other cities, you can search complaints. You know, an average person can search a complaint
as well, as we've seen that story come up with some of the latest stories.
Right.
Okay, so does Mayor Emanuel has a track record of telling task force and police boards to shove it? I'm going my own way.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, exactly. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for wasting the money. But
see,
I'm the mayor. I'll do whatever I want to do.
And there was another report. 3-4 years ago, called the Safer Report, led by a guy last name Safer, that also just ended up on a shelf, and it wasn't as strong as this. Is that a concern?
I mean, is there a thought that the mayor could not adapt any of this stuff and just say, thanks for the work.
He's got two pressures. The first is that the African American and Latino community in Chicago, none of this stuff that's in here is news.
Right.
You know, and so there's going to be increasing pressure for this sort of thing to be implemented. The second is that there is a Justice Department investigation, and the Justice Department investigation, it will probably be another 15 months or so before it's completed. But the Justice Department could potentially have the force of a court order in order to force the city to do things. It could force a change in the collective bargaining agreement. It could force the city to implement all kinds of things.
So
be horribly, horribly embarrassing for the mayor
if the
Justice Department ordered things that had already been recommended
to him. A college basketball program that sanctions itself before the NCAA does. I mean,
right.
The same concept that the city going to sanction themselves, a police department sanctions themselves before the Justice Department does.
Right, right.
All right, so we'll put this aside for now, because there's going to be a lot more in the next couple of weeks. You're going to hear both sides kind of figure this out. The other story that kind of came and went this week was about education funding.
Right.
A proposal with Governor Rauner down in Springfield saying, you know what, I want to change the way that funding is done. Here's a new formula.
Right.
Everyone's going to get more money.
His brilliant plan.
And the CPS chief, Forrest Claypool, he lost it. He went reverse Robin Hood. He talked about Mississippi in the 60s.
Right.
Like he was like, this is not good. And he estimates that the Chicago Public Schools is going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, I don't know hundreds of millions, but the study that was done by the Illinois State Board of Education, which is mostly people appointed by Bruce Rauner, showed that Chicago would lose about $74 million a year in this new plan. The idea of the funding plan and the funding formula is really super squishy. You know, there's an existing funding formula that Illinois has that everyone around the state hates. And the way that it distributes money is very bad. Everyone agrees it doesn't work well. And it tends to give more money to wealthy districts than poorer districts that have to carry more students. The Rauner plan, it actually does send more money to a lot of wealthy districts. Not all of them.
I was going to say, it seems to double down on
but
the same concept.
But Wilmette gets a lot more money. while communities like Robbins in the south suburbs lose money.
And that's
Robbins,
based on students. There's a formula there. And then,
there is a formula.
But it doesn't take into account some of the things that are happening in poverty-stricken areas where people are leaving or kids aren't going to their school because of choice, things like that.
And also how many kids there are that need special education, how many kids there are that are on aid. That's an issue. So, you know, I think that that's getting to be a bigger and bigger deal. Mayor hates it, obviously. I think that it's going to be fought about in the state legislature. This is just one more salvo in a bigger fight.
Mike Fouché from AlderTrack, a subscription news letter that covers all things Chicago.
Let's
and
get
Springfield.
Letter.
Letter.
Let's be very official. Yes.
Thanks for being here. We will catch up with you next week, or actually the week after.
Yeah, looking forward to it.